Please just stop. Oh. Don't. Just don't. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about, because you do. You absolutely do. And I've tried to give you time. I've tried to give you space. I've tried to be patient. But I just can't do this. I can't do this because you are... I know something's wrong. It's obvious. It's so blatantly obvious. Despite the fact that you're trying so hard to hide it. You see, darling, there is a slight problem. I love you. I care about you. I worry about you. And that means I notice. And I have noticed. And I've been worrying. And I've been loving you. And I've been trying not to push. I've been trying so hard not to push. But this can't go on, because you are so, so unhappy. No, you are. No, just stop, please. Just stop. I know something's wrong. I know that you're worried, that you're not eating, you're not sleeping. I know you're... you're not you. And you're hiding it from... No, you're not hiding it. It's just I... I have been worrying and thinking and just... My mind's been going crazy. Because you tell me everything. Even the things I don't want to know, which is what I love about our relationship, that we can be ourselves, because I do the same. I tell you everything. And I'm not used to that. I'm not used to being so open, so vulnerable, but with you it feels so natural, so easy, and that is why I'm feeling this so deeply, because there's this space between us, this empty space that is so tense and heavy with whatever you're hiding, with whatever you're not telling me. I'm sorry I keep saying that you're hiding it. It's just I don't know what you're trying so hard to keep from me. It doesn't matter what it is. No, it doesn't matter what it is. I love you. And when I say that I love you, I mean I love you more than I've ever loved anyone in my life. The connection I have with you, the depth of emotion, the freedom to be myself, I've never had that before. I've never felt so comfortable with someone. I've never been comfortable. I'm always so anxious. So determined not to be hurt. But with you, I feel safe. I feel... What? What? No, don't, please. Just tell me. When I just said that, when I said that I felt safe and secure, you had this look, this haunted look, and I swear I felt my heart ache when I saw that look on your face, because I... Give me your hand. Please, just give me your hand and listen. I'm not great at this. I'm not great at talking, at being this. I'm not good at this. But I'm trying, because this is important. This is so important, because you are so important, and you are just... You're tearing yourself apart. You're clawing yourself apart, because this is not... This isn't you. There's that look again. Whatever it is, you can tell me. No, you can tell me. It won't change the way I feel about you. Darling, I love you. I love you. I don't have the words to tell you what that means. I love you. Just tell me, please, 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 just tell me. Am I sure I want to know? Yes, I want to know. I need to know because this is breaking my heart. I need to be sitting down. I am sitting down. I need to really, really be sitting down. This is whatever you want, whatever you need. I am sitting down. I am really, really sitting down. And okay. Just tell me. Just say it. Darling, I love you. I love you so much. And I'm here. I am white here. It doesn't matter what it is. Just tell me. Just come out with it. Just. So what? Is that it? No, that sounds so bad. I'm so sorry. No. It's just I wasn't expecting that. Of all the things I have been thinking of, and I have been thinking of a lot because I have been going crazy out of my mind, that was not one of them. So, you're a werewolf. Okay. And? I mean, you're a werewolf. No, I know what a werewolf is. I am completely aware of what werewolves are. So you're a werewolf. And, what else? What else? I mean, what... Well, what else? Why are you so... What do you need to tell me? You need to tell me that you're a werewolf. Okay. So that's it. That I mean, it's just you're a werewolf. You are a werewolf and that's the big secret. That's it. That's the big secret. That's. Oh, darling. You. You're a werewolf, and that's why you've been so. Oh, darling. You're not just a werewolf. You're an idiot. No. I mean, you are, but. Sorry, it's just, you're a werewolf. So what? So no. I am serious. So what? I don't care. I mean, I care about you. I adore you. I love you. And you're a werewolf. And that, I don't care. I really don't care. Oh, darling. Come here. No, I know you're a werewolf. No, I completely... Aren't werewolves meant to have good hearing? Sorry, that's... It's just, did I mention that I'm not good at this? You're not good at it either. Yes, I'm beginning to get that feeling. Just come here. Just come and sit next to me. Come and really sit next to me. Oh, come here. Yes, I know you're a werewolf. I am completely aware that you are a werewolf. Just come here and let me cuddle you, okay? Just let me hold you and love you. Oh, darling. When I say is that it? I'm not trying to be dismissive. I'm not trying to... I'm not dismissing your worry and... It's just that I don't care that you're a werewolf. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't. No, no, it really, really doesn't. Oh, darling. Now, you don't have to answer. You don't have to say this. This is just me thinking and... Did something happen? I mean, did you tell someone before and did they react badly? Oh, darling. Come here. Oh, I hate that happened to you. I hate that so, so much. But I'm not her. I am not her. I am me. And I adore you. And I don't care that once a month you get fluffy. Get fluffy. Well, you do get fluffy, don't you? I bet you're really fluffy. I bet you are obnoxiously fluffy. You are, aren't you? You are. No, you are. You are. Just tell me. Just tell me. Yes, I knew it. I knew it. You are fluffy. How am I so alright with this? Well, one, I am ridiculously in love with you. Two, I am ridiculously in love with you. And three, I am ridiculously, ridiculously in love with you. And, did I mention that I'm in love with you? But also, I don't know, I've never had a problem with werewolves or vampires or fairies. Actually, I do have a problem with fairies. Just a tiny little problem. Not all fairies, just the ones that steal my biscuits, because you know how I feel about my biscuits. Oh no, there's that look again, that worried look. Are you having a fairy problem? Because I can help you with that. I can really, really help you with that. I've come up with several methods for dealing with fairies, and they're all very, effective. They don't die. I mean, that made it sound like I mean, I want to kill them when they steal my biscuits, but I would never kill a fairy. What? You're a killer? No, you're not. No, you're not. Darling, have you actually killed someone? Well, then you're not a killer. You could be. Because you're a werewolf. Darling, you know the girl that hurt you? Well, could I have a name? Just a name. I mean, I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm not going to do anything at all. I just want a name. Just a name. So, how about it? A name? Just, you know, pen it up. Just say it. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to... Okay, I am going to do something because... I can't bear the thought that someone hurt you so badly. That someone would say something so cutting and cruel to you. It's probably safer not to give me a name. You're not a killer. I mean, yes, you have the capacity to kill, but so do I. That morning when I walked into the kitchen and found my biscuit supply... Well... gone and fairies just flying around my kitchen? Could have killed them, but I didn't. You are lovely, sweet, thoughtful, sarcastic, annoying. In a good way. And yes, you are a werewolf, and that means that you get really, really fluffy. So, I bet you're really petable. Oh, that's not fair. That's so not fair. How could you not tell me that once a month you get really pitiful? You've missed out on scritches and head pats and belly rubs. Oh no, I am completely serious. I have been missing out on some serious petting time. I mean, I already pet you. I mean, I'm petting you now. I'm playing with your hair and petting you. But I've missed out on fluffy you. That's not fair. That is mean. Is that a smile? Tiny smile? Little smile? Darling, I really, really don't have a problem with you being a werewolf. In fact, I am going to give you the best scritches. The best head pats. When you get scritches, when you're all wolfed out, you know, all fluffy and do you do the tool? Oh, when you get head pats, when you get scritches, when you get belly rubs, you don't know. Wait, are you telling me that you haven't gotten scritches when you're all? That's so sad. Oh, darling. Yes, I am giving you scritches. Did you just make a little owl? That might just be the cutest thing you've ever done. And it's only going to be cuter when you're all fluffy! What? You weren't expecting this? Darling, I'm ridiculously in love with you. And I pet you all the time. I hold you, love being close to you. And I am ridiculously in love with you, and you're a werewolf. You're my werewolf, and there's something else you need to tell me. I knew it. I knew it. Just tell me. Just tell me. It's bad. Just tell me. It's not as bad as you think. Okay, maybe I was wrong to say that, because what do you mean you ate all my biscuits? You ate all my biscuits because you were worried and you were stress eating. That's okay. I mean, I thought I had another fairy infestation. But it's fine. So what if you ate all the biscuits in the kitchen? It's not just a kitchen, is it? Okay, it's fine. So what if you ate my backup stash? My second backup stash? My third? My fourth? My fifth? My emergency ration pack? Oh. That's a lot of biscuits. It was a lot of stress. So, what you're telling me is that my werewolf ate all my biscuits. It's all right. It's all right. No, it's absolutely all right. Yes, exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell you. I am stupid in love with you. You ate all my biscuits, and I... not quite all right, but I love you. I love you. I'll come here. I love you. Scritches? You want scritches? Oh, darling, I would love to. Unfortunately, we need to go to the supermarket for biscuits. Biscuits. We need biscuits because... You ate all my biscuits. My werewolf ate all my biscuits, and I never thought I would say that. You never thought you would hear that. I love you. I adore you. I... Thank you for telling me. I know it wasn't easy, and I know the way I reacted wasn't the best. Yeah, we are both kind of bad at this. But you know what? I think we do all right. In fact, I think we do pretty good. I love you so much. No, no, no. That's not fair. Those are puppy dog eyes. Those are actual puppy dog eyes. That's so not fair. No, 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 no. No more scritches. We have to go. No, we have to. Did you just go? Oh, that is so effective. That's unfairly effective. No, I am going to be strong. No, no, you're so good at that. You're so... Oh, no. Oh, no. When you're fluffy and you do that, I won't be able to deny you anything. I'll give you all my biscuits willingly. Yes, I am stupid enough of you. Come here. I need to give you scritches and oh, head pats. And I love you. I adore you. But we are going to go and get biscuits. I love you. Even though you did eat all of my biscuits. Call you my werewolf again? Why, do you like it? Oh, you don't like it? Okay. Yeah, I totally believe you. Totally believe you. That was super convincing. So convincing. My werewolf is so convincing. You love it. Yes. Yes, I have a weapon against the puppy dog eyes. My werewolf. My werewolf. My werewolf. Yeah, it's not fair, is it? Come here. Oh, darling, I love you so much. I love you because you are. Don't do it. Okay, I won't. Because you are my werewolf. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I love you. I really do.